MTB Cast.
Hey, Top Followers. This is Brett S. Working my way towards Fleecer Ridge. Spent the night in, spent a few hours in a dugout in Butte. We now take the bike path through town, which is sweet. And slept in the dugout for a little bit on a bed of spit out sunflower seed shells. Got on the road this morning around 5. Since my last call at in Fernie, lots happened. Descending Galton, passed an ambulance. That was a little scary. Two guys were called for hypothermic conditions. Come to find out later that they got warmed up and they were good, I think. So that's good news. After all the rain and everything in Canada, I broke my chain on day 3, leaving Eureka on a dry, flat road. So that was odd. Fixed her up through a new Lincoln. Over the Whitefish Divide, well, I saw my first brown bear. I don't want to dare say it's a grizzly or anything, but I think it's like a cinnamon or something, but it definitely spooked me. It was pretty cool coming around right when you kind of crest the top. Around the false flat there. On the way, working towards Red Meadow Lake, got passed like nobody's business by the Belgium that got his derailleur fixed, and then ended up passed. Yeah, guy was all business. After he got passed by him, a black bear ran out in front of me in front of the road. So two bears one day. Red Meadow Lake wasn't too bad, a little bit of snow. The best part about that day, though, is when I popped out and when I popped out on North Lakeshore, I turned my phone on and I had about 7 o'clock and I lost half my pump in Canada. Canada decided to steal half my pump. So I did the whole Eureka to Whitefish chancing, hope I didn't get a flat. And, the guys at Glacier Cyclery were still open and that was awesome. Those guys are so cool. The 3 years I've done this, those guys have always been super supportive and just beyond just all smiles when you pull into the back door and immediately it's like, as if you saw them yesterday and they're stoked to hear stories and they hand you a beer and it's just fantastic. So I want a big shout out to the guys at Glacier. Those guys really make the trip. Ended up spending the night in Whitefish at the hiker biker site, waiting for the post office the next morning for a package I sent myself, kind of gave myself a forced break. Little bit of a good and bad thing. I wish I would have got on the road a little earlier, but it was good to stretch out and get a little bit more sleep, clean the bags off, that kind of thing. After leaving Whitefish, pretty stoked on the ride to Ferndale, and then once up and over Ferndale, getting towards Holland Lake, it started to get some pretty bad weather, and I ended up having to bivvy 3 miles from the top of Richmond Peak, and I woke up resembling a plastic bag that got pulled out of a puddle. Every single thing I owned was basically just soaked to the bone. Descended Richmond to the Sealy Nordic Trailhead to find Eubanger sitting in the pit toilet where he spent the night. So he was dry, and he said he saw me on the tracker, and he's 3 miles away from the top, and he's like, "Yeah, I was soaked to the bone." So ended up riding the rest of the way to Ovando with Tyler. And Ovando, fantastic. You just show up and they know your name and it's just, it rules. It's just an oasis in the middle of nowhere. Got a few things there, so saddled up, worked our way towards Huckleberry. And Huckleberry. I'm going to back and when I regain my thoughts on where I'm at, because Huckleberry was a good one. Okay, I'll call back. This is Brett S. again, calling back, regain my thoughts. A little bit of sleep deprived on this one with all that rain. But anyway, though, when I left Ovando, I had a little bit of shattered thoughts. I mean, I was just soaked to the bone and trying to just maintain a little bit of positivity. And there's a small section where you have to pop out on the highway, and you go down the highway for a smidge, and then you go back on dirt. And when I popped out onto the highway, and he, it was like, what? I cross the road and I duck back into the dirt and I see the car pulled around and he just flies past me and it ends up being my buddy Blaine, who had no work that day because he got called off because of the rain. And so he spot stalked me. I had no idea it was him. And he pulled his bike out of the car and he goes, so that was fantastic. So I basically just haven't seen the guy in almost a year, and in the middle of nowhere, that was awesome. So we climbed Huckleberry and we ended up going all the way to Lincoln, and he had to call his girlfriend, and his girlfriend had to drive back up, but that was super worth it. Ended up staying the night in Lincoln with Ubanger, who beat me there. Dried all our stuff out, and we left yesterday morning at around 6:30. Managed to do all those passes yesterday, which was fantastic. Stemple, Divide, Priest, all those descents are super gnarly. Climbed all the way through Grizzly Gulch, the ATV track down in the basin. JP and I were actually playing leapfrog a little bit yesterday. That was pretty cool. Back and forth, working our way towards Basin. Had a beer and some cheese poppers or whatever down at the saloon, and then made my way into Butte last night. So yeah, slept in the dugout and back on the road now. So I think I'm caught up where I'm at. Highlights of the trip so far. Don't get stuck on, or basically don't think about the conditions where how they used to be. Your conditions are what they are now. So there were sections where I was kind of getting a little mad, like, oh, this would be so much better if it's dry. Well, of course it'd be so much better if it was dry. But the conditions are what they are now. So you just deal with what you're dealt, and just each pedal stroke forward is one closer to the finish. So I'm feeling positive. I'm stopping every 3 hours to stretch and eat and trying to be a little bit more regimented, because if I don't stretch, I just get super stiff and it doesn't even make sense, because then I can't ride anyway. But I'm feeling good, and and thanks for all the positive energy, and I love knowing that people are out there watching. And yeah, call back when I hopefully have service again. Thanks for